Okay, so now today maybe what we'll do is we'll have the session from the mind training. Okay. Okay, last time where were we?
Last time we were the advice for my training.
No, which advices? No?
Last time the 15 one, Kolomija. Kolomija.
Okay. Column 15.
Lodge.
Okay. Now, okay. We will start from that. Okay. Column major. So today we will start from that session that column major, whatever. So maybe then the after the today's that mind training session, all what you have to do is to say some prayer. Say some prayer. And most important thing is that today when you finish the session and read the mind training once.
Read the whole the mind training.
Hold the mind training. Yeah, mind training. Yeah, story, read it. And also then maybe what important thing is that you slowly read all the mind training points and try to understand, try to remember is the points. Okay. Okay. Now, Kolo Mecha over the Kagere. Point which one? English the country though.
This is. Don't misunderstand Muji.
So, what will we do is we will go through that point so don't misunderstand. Now it talks about the don't misunderstanding. Those misunderstanding sometimes they're having the we are having the different type of the misunderstanding. So they talks about a few different type of the misunderstanding. So like a misunderstanding of the patient, misunderstanding of the desire, or yeah, misunderstand of the compassion. So we should not misunderstand the compassion. We should not misunderstand the patient. We should not misunderstand the desire. So here no, we have to know what exactly means a misunderstanding, like a compassion and the patient. Sometimes the we will try to generate the compassion towards the really like a trees or grass or like that. We try to generate the compassion toward like this, sentient beings. So we consider is as misunderstanding the compassion. Sometimes we do the patients very wrong patients towards sometimes that when we do the patient toward the somebody really that patients it didn't help that person and that makes that person the more that makes that patients makes that person the more encourage that person to do the wrong things. So we will call that as a patient as a misunderstanding of the patient. Sometimes what we have to understand is that sometimes the importance of the importance, we have to understand the importance of the compassion, practice the compassion, importance of the practice the patient. But sometimes when we do the too much of the compassion toward the someone, when we generate the too very strong, the patient to the someone, that person will take the advantage of the us, but that patient or that compassion, then we call that the compassion. We are now the misunderstanding the compassion. Yeah, so that's called the misunderstanding. So we should misunderstand the compassion, misunderstand the patient, misunderstand the desire. Sometimes when we desire the something, that's also fine. When the desire goes a very when it goes the beyond of the out of control, then that desire will slowly into transform into the attachment. That really should not have. Yeah, quite enjoyable today when I'm talking about the mind training because the past 10 days here, they set up the everywhere the meditation, always have to do the meditation, talk the meditation. Now I'm a bit tired of the talking and the meditating. Yeah, since yesterday and today, just program is around 9:30 to the 5, only lunch break 1 hour or like that, 1 hour like that. Just meditating, talk some meditating. Wow, they arranged the program like that. So a bit tired. On think of the meditation, like a little bit headache me. Now I come to talk with the mind training, really a little bit more relaxing. Yeah. So yeah. So that's a thing. Okay. Okay. So that's a we should not do that misunderstanding. Okay. That means a misunderstanding, Okay. After that, then. So sometimes the, okay, this is a very one important point is that the sometimes when we talk about the compassion, sometimes we talk about the patient, sometimes the compassion also we have to know that the, when we practice the compassion, that should be the benefit to others. Sometimes the, our compassion's not the benefit to others, that compassion will be encouraged to other people's to do the more bad things. Then we should not do that type of the compassion toward that person. Okay. Now this is Renjo Misha said in general country.
Don't train intermittently.
No?
Don't train intermittently.
Don't train intermittently. Okay, thank you.
Rangjom di di mana macam ni? Mungkin macam and don't be too hopeful macam
Don't be too hopeful. And again, I'll cut it.
ni. Rangjom macam ni macam ni.
Okay, now this is not the. Oh, the mare. Don't be
Ini
hopeful. De.
inji ke data tak
I
kira
don't
macam
think. In the Vietnam kita tak ada dua.
Vietnam ke di inji ke nengkiu le macam.
Okay, to tell the translator it is not very properly. Okay, don't be too hopeful. Not translate very properly. Okay.
Takas kasang a jigyu che me bu che di a lo jun thon du ma di ja sang jigyu yang kya che me bu che
Chúng ta cần được Vietnam kia chúng ta.
a
Okay, tell them first. Tell them.
don't
Okay,
yeah
these are some of the translations. I mean the difficulties. I mean the translation mistakes. Okay. Okay. Now Phong, you have translated. No. Now you go through the Phong's version of the translation. Okay. Okay. So now your version. How you translate that?
don't just get, I don't know how to say in English.
Okay, your Vietnam is okay, fine. If you if your Vietnam is how it's you have correct as a Renjo Mija with Jurja Yorwa. Okay, now
Don't be,
okay.
don't
Go
train, don't train disconnectedly.
on. Oh,
Do
that
and
are,
not
yeah,
do.
don't train disconnectedly. Okay, fine. Okay, this now that this advice. Okay.
Yes.
Don't train disconnectedly. So that's really what's it happening in the practice time. People, when they practice the Anidhamma practice, first maybe they will try to read the one sadhana, maybe quite long time. Then they will get bored with the reading that sadhana and they will change into the do something else, maybe do the prostration. Now, when they get the bored with the prostration, what will they do is again they will. Sorry, yeah. Okay. So there is some don't train disconnectly means that some persons when they start to do the Dharma practice, when they do it first read the sadhana or the some prayers very very strongly, then they will change into the other, maybe like a prostration or do something very strong for it. Then they will change into the other. So that means that you shouldn't do like that. Whatever you are doing, you have to keep that continuation. It talks about every Dharma practice should be kept as a continuation. So that means when you don't keep the continuations, so then the every progress of the whatever you're practicing, it will not improve. So that's why the, we have to keep the continuation. That's it talks about that. Yeah, keeping the continuation. Okay, ta di chal khare thochu tu chang re
Lao Rongji.
be. Khare don. Practice will wholeheartedly re be.
Yes, Rongji. Yes.
Now it's come to the practice trained with the wholeheartedly. Yeah. Sometimes the whatever you are doing, you need a full trust on that what you have to do it. When you're doing it, you have to do the trust. And the one you don't see the result on it right now, then you can leave that. Firstly, that you don't bring the some whatever you do it, but you have to do with the very fully trust on the whatever you do. So that's why the whatever the practice, whatever you are doing, that this practice is whatever you are carrying the practice. Most important thing is that you have to carry this practice with the full trust. When you are doing the Dharma practice or the mind training practice or whatever the practice you are doing, you need a full trust on it. Full trust means that you should need a faith on it. Then you have to carry on it. Sometimes when you do it, we will just do it without any proper faith. So then with the effect will be very less. When you do something with a full trust and a full faith, effect will be much stronger. It's the same thing like that when you're taking some medication. When you have the full trust or the faith on that, what you are taking the medication, that effect will be much better. When you're taking some medication, less faith and less trust on it, it effect will be less. That's a very scientific. Even when you chant the mantra, even what you have to pray, first you need the full trust and the full faith on what you are chanting. When you have the full faith and the full trust when you are reading the sutra, then the effect will be much stronger. Even you are reading the same sutra without any trust and the faith on that, that effect will be less. As I mentioned before, you are eating the medication. When you are eating the medication, some with the, I mean, the, with the very faith on the very trust on that medication, you will have the result will be much stronger. So that's why you feel that the when you take the medication from the doctor whom you really very trust a lot, you feel like it affects more. You will feel that it will affect you more because of the mainly the, also the trust. So you will see that the last Sunday I'm having a very runny nose last Sunday. Plus I'm having the little cold, and also then I fly to take a flight from Nepal and a three or changes the flight, and also the flight traveling and the, these all the country. I mean, it make me really the runny nose and the little head cold. Then what happened is that then the, when I'm reaching here, suddenly when I'm reaching here, then the, when I reach here in the Malaysia, then straight to the airport, I went to see the doctor to get the, some medication for the, my runny nose. And the, then I called with my student in Taiwan. So they sent me, they will send me the medication from Taiwan. They sent the medication from Taiwan. Here, doctor. Me the one medication. Now two medications are there. Now when I have to choose now the two medications, no? So now when you have someone really to trust someone, when you take that medication, before that I took the some medication, then I changed the medication. So like this, that sometimes when you, so then I try, when I took the medication that whom I be trusted, so then really it helps. So that is the mainly the medication have the one power from the your psychologically. They have a lot of the things that can be changed. So same thing like that, when you are the practicing the whatever dharma, what you are the reciting the mantra, that many people feel that they're the special mantras have a powers, but the mainly mantra also have the power, also Buddha sutra have the power, plus the your psychologically when you have a very strong faith on it, that also create the more power. Okay, so now that's why the that point is a very important one. It's in a train with the wholeheartedly. Whatever you do, you need a very faith, trust on whatever you do. Yeah. Then the tojo niji tarva charva. After that, then tojo niji tarva charva. Then karu jodo liberate yourself by examining and analyzing. Tojo niji tarva charva. Okay. What did I not do? So this is very important that whenever, whatever the what we have to do, we have to do the two things: examine and analysis. That's very important. That means yes. Examine, liberate yourself by the examine and analysis. Means that you have to examine yourself. You have the analysis on the yourself. Examine and analyzing yourself means that you have to check where yourself to the what you are really doing the wrong. What kind of the weakness you are having? That you have to look, examine the yourself. Sometimes we have to examine by the ourselves. So lots of times we examine, we analyze for the other people. Now here it talks about the examine by the ourselves. So we have to liberate by ourselves, examine, we have to look, and we have to look ourselves that the, what kind of the negative point we are having, what kind of the weakness we are having, one point. Then also we are trying to find it out that how we can overcome that big, our weakness point, how we can challenge with our weakness point, that we have to examine. It's a very important tool, especially for the training, the mind training, especially it's for the very self-improvement. That's very important one. So that's why sometimes in the my teaching, I used to tell the people now, try to look yourself to find your three negative points or five negative points. And then also, second thing is also try to find the what kind of the solution you have. What kind of the method you have to overcome the, your weakness point. And number third, then when you find some solution or method to overcome the, your weakness point, number three, that you have to write out the, when you are going to do that, when you are going to apply that. So today is the last sessions of the now the mind training. So that's very important. You just check with yourself and write down the all the three your negative points. And then think carefully that what kind of the solution, what kind of method you will apply, we will do, you can get for the, you overcome the, your three negative points, and when you will do and when you will apply. These three points are the very important, and you just carry on that, okay? This is the full, this is the, now the, today is the last session of the mind training, so that you have to do it, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's why the liberate yourself by examine and analysis. You have to examine yourself. You have to analyze yourself. They're often time to time. Because sometimes when we don't examine ourselves, sometimes we might carry the lot of the bad habit, but still sometimes we will not know it. Today you might feel you are very fine, but after 1 month later you might get some bad habit. You will have to take some bad habits. So that's why it's very important to examine yourself by time to time. Okay, so that you have to do that. Okay, so that's the one important one. So today you just do the right, that's your homework. Okay, now homework to try to find the three negative points. But what I experienced is one time I talked with that to try to find one of the teaching time, like a teaching time. One time I told them to find out the three negative points. Then the one lady told me that she could not find the three negative points with herself. Then she told me that can she call her husband to find the one few negative points of herself. Then I told, fine, you can call your husband to find the negative point. Then after 15 or 20 minutes later, she came to my station and told me that she called her husband to find of the herself. But her husband told, then she told me her husband told her the few negative points of herself. But she told me she never believed and she never accepts what her husband told about her negative points. Yeah, so like that. Okay, if you cannot find the three negative points, call your husband, call your wife or someone, okay? Then you will find, I think you can find. Okay, very fine. Okay, do it. Okay, so this is the what we have to do, okay? So, yeah. If you are not married, maybe you can call your friends or whoever, okay? Best thing is to try to look yourself and try to find yourself. That's the best. You know yourself better than anyone, but sometimes all we are not examined and analyzed properly for our negative points. So that's why you never see your negative points. Yeah, okay. Okay. Really, they're very enjoyable. Today, we'll talk some mind training. A few days, 10 days talking, meditation, doing meditation, really, a little bit tired. Then I told them that why you arranged all the time wherever go the meditation. The organizer told me that because they feel that the meditation are my special. Okay, fine. Okay, so this way, okay. So now we'll, okay. That digital card, though.
Don't be arrogant.
Don't be arrogant. Okay, that's very important point. One. Okay, what does that mean by the don't be arrogant? We have to know that. Yeah. So this means don't be the arrogant means sometimes there are many meanings on it. Sometimes arrow, it's also this stands or stand for the sometime when you do the good things and you will tell the people that what you're doing it. If you're doing the good things, you just keep it a silence and do it. But some people could not keep their silence and they will tell the people that really what they do it to show off that what they are doing it. So expect something that the appreciation for the others. These also really for the, if you're mind training, you don't need that. You don't have to do that. Okay, so that's why don't be arrogant. Sometimes whatever we do, the good things, sometimes whatever the good things you have to do with the very silence, especially when you do it to something like organizations, and especially in this organization, when you do something, you don't have to tell all the people that what you are doing it. Well, sometimes we tell that for the people to let the others to get some appreciations for the others. That is for the mind training practitioner. You don't have to do that. But you're doing the good things, whether the others expect or don't expect, whether others appreciate or not appreciate, that's not your things. That's not what you expect, okay? So now the digital karedo.
Don't be spiteful. Don't be spiteful.
Don't be spiteful. All they have the different translation. I'm thinking, yeah. Don't be what?
Don't be spiteful. This translation is not correct.
Your version.
Don't get annoyed, Mujhe.
Don't get annoyed. That means that don't get annoyed.
Yes, Mujhe.
Don't get annoyed means okay, fine. Okay, this okay, fine.
Yes.
Don't get annoyed means sometimes you will really get annoyed when you someone do the very wrong things towards you.
Yes, Mujhe.
So that means that when you get annoyed, when you get angry, at least you should not react with that anger for the mind training trainer. When you really get angry, but sometimes you cannot control the anger, you get angry, but at least you ought to try to control the reaction of that anger. Sometimes when you really get angry, when you react too much, then it will bring the bad consequences. Some even when you get angry, you cannot control the anger, at least try to control that reaction of that anger. That's a very important, especially when you're doing the Dhamma practice. Okay, Dhamma practice, that's an important point. Mean the Dhamma practice is to train the mind. To train the mind. When you can train the mind, then you practice the Dhamma very well. When you could not train the mind, you have not practiced the Dhamma at all. Okay, that Dijal Kare. Okay, engine on Kaljoda.
Don't be changeable.
Okay, don't be changeable. Okay, do that. Okay, tell that. Don't be changeable. Don't be changeable. Don't be changeable means whenever you don't be changeable means some people you should be the not should be changed in the very fast enough. When you see that something good thing is happening, you will be happy. When something is not a good thing is happy, then again you will be unhappy. Very fast you will change it. So you should not be like that, but very changeable. So some people are very suddenly they will be when they have something good thing happens, they will be happy. Something not good thing happens, they will feel the very sad. Very fast they will can be changed into. So you should not do like that. That's okay, now after that one.
Don't wish for things.
Don't wish for thanks. Yeah, that is something. Don't wish for the thanks. Sometimes the one really when we do the good things for the other, at least we will expect for the thanks from the other. So that should not be wish. So that means that we should not expect for the results. So that means that sometimes we will expect for the result. No. So whatever you're doing the good things, you just do it. Don't expect for too much from that. So when you expect that, that's too high. So then you will get the. So even when you do the good thing, don't expect the thanks from the others. So they're saying that when Jesus cured the 10 leprosy sick people, only one thanks to the Jesus. Nine they didn't thank, even thanks to the Jesus. They're saying like that. So that was something like that. So when you're especially training the mind training, when you do the sum of the charity work, when you have to give someone to the poor people, never expect something back. Sometimes they, even when you practice, they didn't thank you. They didn't show you the very good appreciation. Sometimes it hurts you. But if you're really the mind trainer, if you really do with the compassion, you should not expect that at all. When the 200-300 years back in the India, is one social system or social tradition that the person will never marry for the any widow. When they, at a young age they become the widow, there's a very horrible life. They are very horrible life that no one will marry them. They will consider as a very at a young age they will become the widow. They consider as a very unauspicious. Then the one time there is a one man. He just saw the one widow, young widow. Really, he feel very compassionate being as a widow. And no one is going to marry her. He feel very compassionate. It's right now India is little changed. It's that exists not exist like system. 100 or 200 years before it's like that. India, but especially for the young age like a widow, their life is very difficult. No one will marry with them, and even the society will consider them as a very unauspicious and the very unlucky like that. So then the one man, 100 years back, one man saw that the one young widow, really he felt very compassionate toward her. Because a widow, no one want to marry her, and plus it considered unlucky because of the being the young widow. Then person said that he will marry the new widow. His friend told him, don't marry the widow at all. But he didn't listen, and he said to his friend that I'm going to marry this widow. I really feel very compassion toward that young widow. I also feel very love towards her because she's very difficult situation. I really feel very strong compassion toward her. So I want to marry this young widow, and I want to change the society system. I want to be the very revolutionary. Changing the society bad system, I want to be the revolutionary. He didn't listen for his friend. That time, the society in the system is that no one going to marry the young widows and any widows. So he said that is a very bad society system. I want to change that. I want to be the revolutionary. Change that system bad in the system. Then even his friend insisted not to marry. Then he married that young widow. Then marry after the maybe months later, then years later, slowly, then he lose the compassion toward her. Now she is no more widow. Now she is a married woman. Everything is perfect. Now people don't consider her as unlucky because she is already married. She is not a widow anymore. Now society's change look at her because society don't look at her as the unlucky because now she is already married. Then slowly she lose the compassion toward he lose the compassion toward that lady. Then he went to the again. He went to the his friend. And he told, really, now what I have to do? Now she is not a widow at all. She has a married with me, and the society don't consider her as unlucky. And now I lose the compassion and the love towards her. Now what to do? Then his friend told him the one thing. Then his friend told him that now you commit the suicide and make her widow again and give chance to some revolutionary person. You commit the suicide and make her widow again and give the chance to the revolutionary person to do same as you. Yeah, some things that what's happening is something, the reason that why we generate the compassion, it should be the wrong, you should not get the wrong reasons. When you got the wrong reason, then you will lose the compassion. So that's why you should get the reason of the generating compassion should be the very rise. So when you are doing helping the poor people, you generate the compassion because of their suffering. Because of their suffering of the not having the food or suffering of samsara suffering. So that reason should be right reason to generate the compassion. Sometimes we generate the compassion, do the good things for the others, but the reason back, sometimes we expect something back. That is a very wrong. Okay. Now kare dije. Ha?
Dije la dige shichiwa kidiya. Tik ya shichiwa.
Okay, now we finish that. Now I will read these words, okay? When the five dark ages occur, this is the way to transform them into the part of the body. This is the essence of the Amrita of the oral transmission, which we handed down for the tradition sage of the Saran and the Deva. Having in awakening the karma of the previous training and being the urge of the intense dedication, I disregarded misfortune and the slanders and received the oral transmission in the ego fiction. Now, even at the death, I will never have the regret. Really, the Lord was a very powerful, the very strong word he said that even at the date, now I will have a no regret. This book's the last sentence, the conclusion sentence, really no one did like that. He said that now even at the death, now even I die, I have no regret. Then he finished this mind training that all the books what he wrote. You will never find like a conclusion. Every trying to book, they will write a very interesting thing at the beginning, very interesting thing at the last. These two points, they will try to make it very rightly because they want to make every book as a bestseller. Okay, so that's why at last he said that even if I'm going to die, I have no regret now. Because this is the one really when you have the very good life, when the time of the death, you will have no regret. When the most difficult things, or when the really death approaches just near to you, that's a very difficult. Right now, we might think that, oh, if I die, I will no regret. But we are not knowing, we are quite not sure that when the really death is coming. When you are the death is coming and the 100% sure the death is coming towards you, then when you have to feel that you have a no regret, that's really difficult and challenging. Okay, thank you very much. Now we finished that my 7-point mind training. Next time, the instead of 7-point mind training classes, now we will start from the Heart Sutra. Heart Sutra teaching will be there. Who have not heard the some beginning part of the mind training, just go to the deepcard.com and listen from the deepcard.com. Okay. Okay, so today we'll stop here, and the rest of you, just you have that today. I think there's a prayer session, so every of the group, you can just say the prayer. Okay, just go along the prayer. So I will stop here, and I will not join in the prayer session. Okay, because it's around the 8:19 p.m. over here, so I didn't get the dinner, and I will go and eat my dinner. That is more important than the prayer, joining with the prayer. Okay? I think Vietnam, it will be just 7:19 p.m. Vietnam. So that if you just say the prayer and then yeah, I will go for dinner. Yeah.
From Deepkar from Thinim Pagoda, they say that last time Rinpoche haven't explained only about number 14. From today, practice the main thing. They say Rinpoche haven't explained that. Number 14, Rinpoche. From today, okay, practice the main thing.
Okay, okay. Then maybe some other times. Okay, maybe yes, some other times. Just keep it as a secret. Okay. This is a secret. Okay, keep it a secret. No, you just, okay, keep it a secret. And maybe, that maybe if you're more, I think in the laboration, the palm, okay, if it's a secret order, keep it as a self-study, okay? Just find it in the laboration, the palm, they have explained that, it, okay? This is a self-study, okay? Okay, the prayer session, just, and then you can get it and the prayer, okay? Pray, and then mainly pray whatever you pray, then you pray with the pure motivation for benefiting the all of the sentient beings and the prayer. Okay, now I will not join for the prayer. Okay, I will go and eat my dinner. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.